الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان وقال تعالى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين صدق الله المولانا العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected elders and brothers, Allah تبارك وتعالى has blessed us with the most perfect deen. That if a person is looking for guidance in any aspect of his life, he will find complete guidance in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person is looking for guidance as to how to be a husband, he will find guidance in Islam. If a person is intending to open a business and he wants to know how to run the business, how to conduct himself as a businessman, then in this Mubarak deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a complete code of life and a complete way of instruction on how to run his business. If a person has got a factory and he wishes to employ people in his factory to work for him and he wants to become an employer and he wants guidance as to how to run this factory and how to treat his employees, then in this regard also there is complete guidance in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically every aspect of human life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us complete guidance. And if a person is looking for guidance, he'll definitely find it in the deen of Allah ta'ala, in the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was walking on the streets of Medina when a Jew came up to him. And this Jew, in a very mocking manner, he spoke to Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that, oh Salman, عَلَّمَكُمْ نَبِيُّكُمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى الْخِرَاءَ, mocking at Islam and mocking at Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu, this Jew says to him, oh Salman, does your deen teach you all everything? Even how to go to the toilet? In other words, he's trying to explain to Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that a thing which is natural, a thing that is so simple, which everybody knows, must your deen even teach you this? So at this moment, Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he did not become apologetic. He did not suffer from a complex. He did not feel low of himself, that what am I going to answer to this Jew? But Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at that moment, he took the bull by its horns, and he says, Ajal, yes, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has even taught me how to use the toilet. But not only that, he's taught me even how I must sit and how I mustn't sit. where I must face and where I mustn't face. In other words, to the minutest detail of even how a person is supposed to visit the toilet, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us guidance. So this deen which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed us with is a complete deen. It's a perfect deen. On the occasion of Hajjatul Wada, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was gathered on the plains of Arafah with approximately 124,000 of his sahaba, ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, then on that occasion, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the last ayat of the Quran. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. That today I have perfected for you your deen. Today I have completed my favor upon you and I'm happy and I'm pleased with Islam as your deen and as your religion. On this occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected deen Islam. This deen right till the day of Qiyamah is perfect. There is no deficiency in it. There is no weakness in it. And a person will find complete guidance in this deen till the day of Qiyamah. One Jew who heard these verses being recited mentioned to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, oh Umar ibn Khattab, if these ayat were revealed to us, that is the Jews, then we would have made this a day of Eid and a day of celebration. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected this deen for you all. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned to this Jew that this is not just a day of Eid for a Muslim, but there are two days of Eid in this. One, it was the day of Arafah, which is definitely a day of Eid. And the second is that it was the day of Jumu'ah, which is also the day of Eid for a Muslim. So this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah ta'ala has blessed us with, is a perfect and a complete deen. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us is, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. That when you come into Islam, then come completely into Islam. When a person accepts Islam as his deen, when a person is following the deen of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then a person cannot have one leg in Islam and one leg in Christianity. A person cannot have one leg in Islam and one leg in Judaism. He cannot have one leg in Islam and one leg in Hinduism. A person has to come into Islam fi silmi kaffa. Completely he has to accept every single command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every aspect of deen has to be accepted. These ayat were revealed on an occasion when a person by the name of Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a very famous Jewish rabbi and who was known to be very learned amongst the Jews, he had accepted Islam and he had come into the fold of Islam. This was a very great feat that had taken place in Islam, and it was a great blow to the Jews that one of their greatest rabbis had left them and had come into the fold of Islam. When Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, he only thought in his heart, without even expressing it with his tongue, he thought in his heart that in my previous religion, which was Judaism, then it was impermissible for me to partake of the meat of a camel. To eat the meat of a camel in the Jewish religion is haram. And Islam does not make it, is not compulsory for us to eat the meat of a camel. So he thought to himself that let me rather show respect to my previous religion in this regard, that I will not partake of the meat of the camel. And at the same time, I will show respect to my present religion, which is Islam. I'm not breaking any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not eating of the camel meat. On this occasion, Allah ta'ala revealed his ayat. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, udkhulu fi silmi kaffah. O you who believe, enter into Islam and enter completely into Islam. Let there not be any reservation as far as your deen is concerned, that you still have respect for your former religion and now you are not showing complete respect for your new religion. So on this occasion, Allah ta'ala had revealed his ayat. My respected elders and friends, this deen which Allah ta'ala has revealed to us, this deen which Allah ta'ala has given us via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is a complete way of life and a means of success for every Muslim till the day of Qiyamah. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting in the masjid in Madina Munawwara when Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala came And he started reading some verses of the Torah to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that the Torah is a divine book. It had come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is no ordinary sahabi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned with regards to him, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيًّا لَكَانَ عُمَرْ. If there had to be a Nabi and a Prophet that would have come after me, then that Nabi would have been Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So profound was his ilm and his knowledge. He was sitting in the masjid, few sahaba were there, and he's reciting certain verses of the Torah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face changed color. And he became very upset at that occasion. But Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was so engrossed in the verses of the Torah that he did not take notice of the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who was sitting in that gathering, he nudged Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And he says, "Oh Umar, can you not see the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? His Mubarak face has turned red." So when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw this, he immediately understood that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upset at what he was doing. So he immediately closed the kitab and he recited this dua, Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasoola wa nabiya. I am pleased with Allah as my Rabb. I am pleased with Islam as my deen. And I am pleased with Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my Nabi and as my Prophet. When he recited this dua, the anger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cooled. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then addressed Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And he said, "Oh Umar, even if Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was alive today, even if Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was alive today, he too would have had to follow the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He too would have had to follow my deen." So this deen which Allah ta'ala has blessed us is a complete and a perfect way of life. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu recited this dua, Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasoola wa nabiya. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had instructed us, his ummah, that every morning and every evening we should also recite this dua 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening. And any person who recites this dua 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening, Allah ta'ala will protect him from the fears of the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, when people will be worried and concerned, then this person who is to recite this dua daily, he'll be saved from all that worry and concern on the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders and friends, this time of the year is a time when the kuffar are all in their celebrations. Kuffar are all having their festivals. They are having their parties, year-end parties, Christmas parties, New Year's parties. In this time of the year is a very delicate time for a Muslim. A Muslim has to see and he has to be extremely careful as to how he is treading. Where is he walking? Where is he going? Is a Muslim also going to become engrossed in these celebrations that are taking place around him? A Muslim has to be extremely careful with regards to this. That during this time of the year, a person must not get engrossed and he must not become involved in all the fitna that is taking place around him. In the ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to this, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ. It's a very beautiful verse of the Quran, a very beautiful surah of the Quran. And Surah Kafirun is very close to a Muslim in this regard, that it is a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite Surah Kafirun in the first rakat of the sunnats of Fajr and in the first rakat of the sunnats of Maghrib. To recite Surah Kafirun in the first rakat of the sunnats of Fajr and in the first rakat of the sunnats of Maghrib is a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second rakat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite Surah Ikhlas, Qul Hu Allahu Ahad. It is also a sunnah to recite Surah Kafirun in the second rakat of the Witr Salah. The second rakat of the Witr Salah is also sunnah to recite this. And one day when Sahabi, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he requested Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "I want some wazifa to read at night before I sleep, give me one wazifa to recite. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahabi, Haris ibn Jibillah radiallahu anhu, recite Surah Kafirun. Recite one time Surah Kafirun before you sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from kufr and shirk. Allah ta'ala will protect you from kufr and shirk if you recite this. One day one Sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what wazifa you recite before you sleep? He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I recite Surah Kafirun before I sleep. So this surah is very close to a Muslim in regards to this. And there is a very great lesson in this surah, especially in this time of the year, when all the kuffar are in their celebrations, when all the kuffar are in their parties. Is a Muslim also going to get involved in this? Is he also going to have a sale in the name of the celebration of the kuffar that is taking place? Is he also going to be having a party at the end of the year with the kuffar out there? Is he also going to take his children for a drive down the main streets of Durban to see the lights that are on? Is he also going to be part of the New Year celebration that is going to be taking place? A Muslim has to be extremely careful in regards to this. They have their religion, we have our religion. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ O you disbeliever, لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ I do not worship what you worship. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ And you do not worship what I worship. وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ Again and again and again, Allah Ta'ala is emphasizing in the small surah, I do not worship what you worship. You do not worship what I worship. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ You got your deen, I got my deen. Don't mix up my deen with your deen. Don't mix up your religion with my religion. This surah was revealed at a time when the people of Medina, the Jews of Medina, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam together with some of the kuffar of Makkah and they presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's come to a truce. Let's come to a truce. Let's come to a compromise. We will worship your Allah for 1 year. Then for 1 year you must worship our idols and our gods. On this occasion, Allah Ta'ala revealed these verses. There is no compromise in regards to this. When it comes to the worship of Allah Ta'ala, then you carry on with your deen. I will carry on with my deen. I am not going to get mixed up with your celebrations and your festivals. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come into Medina Munawwara, then the people of Medina were having a festival and a celebration. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, that what is the celebration that you people are enjoying? So they mentioned that this celebration is a celebration that we used to have from the time of Jahiliyyah, from the time of ignorance. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pondered for a moment and he said, stop this celebration. Do not join in with the celebration of the kuffar. Allah Ta'ala has given you in exchange of these 2 days of enjoyment and celebration, 2 better days of enjoyment and celebration. That is the day of Eid al-Fitr and the day of Eid al-Adha. These are the days of celebration for a Muslim. Hence a Muslim has to become extremely careful with regards to this way he walks, way he goes. At this time of fitna and corruption and fasad, a person how he carries himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned one hadith, مَن تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ That person who resembles a nation, that person who resembles a people, then he is regarded and he is counted to be part of those people. Allah Ta'ala protect us. It's a severe warning in the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person who is enjoying, he's celebrating with the kuffar, then he was also counted from amongst them. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, in regards to this hadith, he has mentioned 2 incidents. One incident he mentions is, it was an occasion in India when the Hindus were celebrating the festival of Holi, which is a celebration of color, where they would throw paint and they would throw color out throughout the town. On this occasion, there was a person who outwardly seemed to be a very pious person. He came out of his house on this day and he had seen that people were in this celebration. A donkey was walking past his house. And he seen this donkey had no color on it at all. Nobody had thrown any color on this donkey. So this person, as is the common practice in India, the people would always be eating paan. And when a person eats paan, then his saliva turns red. So he speaks to this donkey and he says, that nobody has colored you today, let me color you. And he spat on the donkey. coloring that donkey and being part of that festival and the celebration of the Hindus on that day, many people had seen him after he had passed away. He was in a condition where Allah Ta'ala had placed a snake on his tongue to continue biting him till the day of Qiyamah. That this is your punishment for being part of the festival of the Kuffar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, brothers. But this is a very crucial time of the year. Our Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise him to the highest stages of Jannatul Firdaus and keep him perpetually in the company of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. During this time of the year, Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayh is to be very concerned about us. He is to be very concerned about the youth. What is going to happen? Maulana is to have extra programs in the masjid just to try and attract the youth to the masjid to protect them from the environment that is around there. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali is no more with us, but this fikr and concern that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali had must continue with us till the day of Qiyamah. We have to see and we have to worry about our own children. We have to worry about our youth. We have to be concerned that during this time of the year, what is going to be happen to us? What is going to happen to our children? My respected elders and brothers, in conclusion, see the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that during this time of fitna, then there are two or three things that we should do. One is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَمْلِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ. Guard your tongue. Be very careful of what you say, and what you have to say, and what you have to utter, what we have to blurt out. Be careful of our tongue. The second thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said is, وَلْيَسَعَكَ بَيْتُكَ. Stay in your house. Unnecessary. Don't come out of the house during this season. There's a lot of fitna and corruption outside. We come to the masjid. We go to our businesses if necessary. Otherwise, unnecessarily, let us not come out of the house. How will it look that during this time of fitna and fasad, people are frequenting the beaches. People are frequenting places of corruption. How does it look that a Muslim who's also got the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also frequenting such places? وَلْيَسَعَكَ بَيْتُكَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, stay in your house. وَبْكِي عَلَىٰ خَطِيَتِكَ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the last thing is that, cry over your sins. Cry over your sins. Think about the past. Think about what wrongs we have done. And cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all of us. And Allah ta'ala will have mercy on the ummah. Allah ta'ala will have mercy upon all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ